funny. I don't know why. A story you once told me, it's just popped into my head when you were telling me.
What are you going to say now?
It's one of the funniest things I can think of, which is one day when, I think at lunchtime, you were really, really tired, decided to have a quick half an hour sleep under the desk.
Oh, God.
Do you remember that?
No, I see. This is it. This is where urban myths crack me up. It's like it's been misconstrued. No, yes, I didn't have a sleep under the desk. Yeah. It was Tony and myself, of course, having worked together. Yeah. We don't work together anymore, but having worked together for like 28 years, you know, longer than my first marriage.
Yeah.
We used to play jokes on each other all the time. And it went from jumping out of cupboards at 7:30 in the morning at Liga Salani, frightening Yuri, you were walking past with cups of tea, to just doing silly things. And one particular thing, and I was at Still Price Court, right. I got under the desk with a long ruler. This all sounds really ridiculous. It's almost embarrassing talking about it. And I was going to wait for him to sit down. He'd obviously wonder where I was, and then poke him in the groin with this long ruler. Don't ask me why, Dave. It's childish and very silly. But I got under the desk with this long ruler, plastic ruler, and he came in and sat down, and I was just about to poke him. And next minute, like an account man turned up and said, oh, we're going to have a meeting in the next 20 minutes. To brief you on the body shop work that you're doing with Gordon Roddy and Anita Roddy. So I thought, well, I better wait my time. I'll just hang around 5 more minutes. And I could see a reflection in the TV of people that were coming into the office. I would also just picture a piece of business. So Richard Heitner, who was the MD at the time, literally 2 minutes later came running in saying, oh, we might hear about this piece of new business in the next half an hour. Stand by your beds. Where's Guy? And Tony said, I don't know where he is. He must be up in the studio. And now, by this stage, my arse is killing me, sitting on this hard floor, and my neck's cramped because it's not a lot of space under this desk. Cut a long story short, people kept coming in and out of the office, and Tony's getting more and more irate because some people were asking for me, saying, where is he? And he's just signed this proof of. I don't effing know, says Tony. It should have been here. We meant to have a meeting the next 10 minutes. I am now getting very self-conscious about being under this desk. And this is the worst bit. So I'm under the desk, and then next to me, Sean and Ross, you know, Sean Thompson and Ross Sinclair, creative team. Sean, who did Honda Girl, you know, top lad, and Ross, top lady. They both came in and sat down on the sofa in my room, which those days you had sofas. I've no idea why. That doesn't happen anymore. Sat down and started having a little chinwag with Tony. And Sean said, where's Guy? And by this stage, Tony's getting very angry. And I'm getting more and more worried because I'm under the desk. And Ross spotted me through a little crack in the desk. And she said, what is under the desk? We stayed. I didn't know what to do with myself, so I came crawling out the desk and said to Tony, the crappiest excuse. I said to Tony, oh, sorry, Tony, I dropped my pen and fell asleep. Sorry, I'm laughing myself. It's so pathetic. Tony looked at me, stood up, look me fully in the face, because I'd been under that desk for like 3 hours. And he hadn't left the office. He looked me full in the face and just said, excuse me swearing, you fucking lost it, and walked out. Sean and Ross were looking at him walking out, and he's not a small bloke, tell me, and looking at me, looking very kind of sheepish with this plastic ruler in my hand. And we both looked at each other and said, I think we might come back later, Guy. But that's the God. And, you know, I've just told the whole world this story.
Story.
Oh, dear, Dave.
Hey, you were there 3 hours and knit your excuses. Bent down to pick my root up.
No, I dropped my pen.
Fell asleep.
I dropped my pen, fell asleep. Sorry, Tony. As I walk, as I stand up without the pen in my hand, but this plastic ruler. Oh, God. Jesus. We do laugh about that every now and again, but anyway, thank you very much for reminding me of that, babe.
So I don't know why that popped into my head when you were saying sort of karma. It's just the sort of anxiety that must be going on when you're under the desk and people are coming in and out, because the more time goes past, the harder it is to then make an appearance.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, 20 minutes would have been bad enough.
It was 3 hours.
But I got so worried because, you know, if the pitch, if you won the pitch, I'd have had a room full of 50 people, all drinking champagne and enjoying themselves and all asking, where am I? Like something out of a bloody comedy sketch.
So what a panic when someone says, that guy's foot.
This podcast is going to be a right crease.
Oh, God.
Sorry to drag you through that, guy. It just
made when we you know were... something? What a good laugh.
What a funny thing.
You know what something?
Panic that must go through you when someone, when you hear, is that guy's foot?
No, I can remember exactly what Ross said because my blood turned to ice. She said, and Tommy said, but I don't know where he is, you know, he's been gone hours. And Ross just said, it's there, he's under your desk.
Right, we've got to go on to the next question. Oh, David.
No, it's in itself a funny
thing. Oh, dear, lads. No, how am I meant to get on with anything after this?
What were we doing? What were the questions?
Oh, dear. What did you get up to in lockdown when I actually pissed myself laughing?